and welcome to Ghosts in the Valley. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today, we are focusing on the Rolling Hills Asylum. The Rolling Hills Asylum was originally the Genesee Poorhouse, or also known as the Genesee County Poor Farm, in 1827. It was open to the public to house orphan children, destitute families, widows, the elderly, the physically handicapped, the mentally unstable, the morally corrupt, and criminals. In 1827, there was no Social Security or welfare programs, and most people did not have a huge savings account. So if a person fell on hard times, a lot of times the family was broken up, the children were separated from their parents and from each other with different adopted parents or orphanages. Through the years, the Rolling Hills Asylum also operated as an orphanage, a tuberculosis hospital, and a nursing home. Some say that the Rolling Hills Asylum is the second most haunted spot in the United States of America, and also it is the fourth most haunted spot in the entire world. The Genesee County Poor Farm, or also known as the Rolling Hills Asylum, is located in East Bethany, New York. I will give the address later on in the show, and it will also be in the show notes. I personally reached out to the new owner of the Rolling Hills Asylum for a phone interview, but they haven't responded back, and I will leave the link to the Rolling Hills Asylum where you can schedule a guided or a non-guided tour. Paranormal teams are welcome. The front office at the Rolling Hills Asylum also rents out ghost hunting recorders, EVPs, if you don't have one of your own, which makes it convenient for amateurs to maybe get something on a recording that you didn't hear while you were at the asylum. The Genesee County Poor Farm was a working farm. If you had some sort of skill or craft, then you used it and you used those skills at the farm. The items you made were sold and the monies were put back into the poor farm. Some say that these poor farms popping up across the country were nothing more than designed prisons. Even the residents housed at these poor farms were referred to as inmates. These poor farms, including the Rolling Hills Asylum, was nothing more than a dumping ground for the cast-offs of society, orphans mixed with lunatics and criminals. The unclaimed dead were also dropped off and buried on the grounds. It is believed over 1,700 bodies are buried at the Rolling Hills Asylum, plus countless undocumented bodies as well. So all in all, it is believed that over 2,500 bodies are buried at the Rolling Hills Asylum. That is why it is said that on any given weekend, there are over 300 hauntings at the Rolling Hills Asylum. Over 300. Now, these 300 occurrences could be in the form of an EVP recording, door slamming, people screaming, shadow people, ghostly touchings, and heavy breathing. Now, the cemetery at the asylum has faded away. The stones that once surrounded the cemetery are crumpled and overgrown with tall grass and now large trees. No one was around to care for those that are now long forgotten. Even though these people were poor, or they were ill, or just abandoned, they deserve to be remembered. A cemetery register or a plot map has yet to be found, and this is very sad. You would be shocked to know that this happens more often than you would think. All across this great nation, at Indian burial grounds, golf courses, federal buildings are built over unmarked graves. Even burial grounds at forgotten churches, where church members were buried on the church property and are also overgrown with high weeds, tall grass, trees, these bodies are forgotten as well. So from coast to coast, thousands of bodies are forgotten and have no way to express themselves but through hauntings at usually near, or the location that these buildings are placed at. After years of paranormal investigating and involved in the paranormal field, what bothers me the most is the desecration of the dead. Building federal buildings, and like I said, courthouses, parking garages, golf courses, over human bodies, all because of a stupid corporate decision. The forgotten dead, their souls need to be honored, and the result of hauntings in the afterlife. Some believe, and myself included, 2,500 dead are believed to be buried somewhere on the Rolling Hills Asylum property. And now you may understand the massive hauntings at the asylum, the 300 plus hauntings per weekend. And I have seen this over and over again with my past episodes. If you do not respect and honor the dead, they do let themselves be heard one way or another. I've seen it in my Clark County, Virginia episode, my Hermitage, Pennsylvania episode, my Hillview Manor episode, plus countless others that point to this over and over. And now at the Rolling Hills Asylum. The Rolling Hills Asylum spanned over 200 acres, so plenty of space to have bodies buried, and no documentation. Some of the most active places in the Rolling Hills Asylum is in the East Wing on the second floor, where an apparition of an old man wanders silently, a very tall man named Roy. Some say Roy is around 7 feet tall. Now, Roy suffered from gigantism, a physical deformity that left him with protruding facial features, large hands, and feet. Roy was a son of a prominent banker and was an embarrassment to the banker's family. At the age of 12, Roy was dropped off to the Genesee County home and was left there until his death at the age of 62. Roy, to this day, can be seen lurking about the halls of the Rolling Hills Asylum. Nurse Emmy, on the other hand, had other personalities that weren't so harmless, and she was in the infirmary wing. She was a nurse that was just downright cruel and evil. Emmy Altworth, or better known as Nurse Emmy, was feared by the staff and also the other inmates. Don't matter who you were, nobody liked her. Rumors were that Nurse Emmy was involved with the dark side and was just pure evil. She was known to perform black magic and satanic rituals. She is another one that you may come across while visiting the Rolling Hills Asylum. Now, Potter's Field, as we mentioned earlier, was the burial grounds at the Rolling Hills Asylum. The burial grounds was also known as Potter's Field. When inmates died, there wasn't enough money for a proper burial. Over the years, thousands have been buried on Potter's Field, on this property at the Rolling Hills Asylum. And with thousands buried there, many were buried in unmarked graves, and the dead still lie there today, with overgrown weeds and trees. Only the dead know where they are, because thousands of documents have been lost and cannot be found. Today, there is a monument in the Genesee County Park that have a few of the headstones from the facility. This is not the only reminder of the dead that died at the Rolling Hills Asylum. Let us not forget that thousands of orphans, elderly, physically and mentally handicapped, and also criminals, and of course, the poor, had nowhere else to go. Nowhere. These poor farms popped up across the nation, but it's unfortunate that all the unwanted were left there as well. There have been hundreds of paranormal teams that have gone through the Rolling Hills Asylum, have gathered hundreds and hundreds of documented evidence of the hauntings there. And if you would like to schedule a tour, guided or non-guided, there are different rates for different times at the Rolling Hills Asylum. The address, 11001 Bethany Center Road, East Bethany, New York, USA, and the phone number is 585-502-5000. 4066. This information will also be in the show notes if you would like to schedule a visit to the Rolling Hills Asylum. My plans are to visit there next year, and I will post that visit to the Rolling Hills Asylum on a future show. So in closing, in my many, many years of paranormal investigating and collecting ghost stories, haunted sites, stories on UFOs, Bigfoot, orbs, spirits, ghosts, exorcisms, life after death, seances, phantom phone calls, Indian burial grounds, and countless other paranormal activity, nothing bothers me more than those who desecrate the burial grounds of the forgotten. Most of the time, it's either a political decision or a corporate decision when deciding the cheapest way to build that county municipal building, that parking garage, that golf course. It happens every day. I truly believe that the dead everywhere and at the Rolling Hills Asylum have the final word with the many, many hauntings that go on today. Please go to Apple and give my podcast, Ghosts in the Valley, a review and a rating. I would truly appreciate that. I am your host, Al Cooley, and thank you for stopping by.
Ghosts in the Valley.